COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAMCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode. Howdy, y'all. Dan Scotland here, joining you from Legal Massachusetts, heartland of America. You can find me anywhere you find podcasts such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, or iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can follow me on Instagram at _IAMCannabisSativa, on Twitter at ICSativaPod, on Getter at ICSativaPod. And if you wish to drop this podcast a few extra bucks, you can go to #IAMCannabisSativa. If you like PayPal, you can go to paypal.me/ICSativaPodcast. Let's get to it. So I wanted to do sort of an update on the state of recreational adult use cannabis in Massachusetts. With our society becoming what it's becoming, there's going to be a lot more people that are going to probably allegedly let their cards lapse and may want to exercise certain constitutional rights. So if more people are going to let their cards lapse in light of recent events, you might want to know where the good deals are for adult use. So no, you don't have to pay $300 an ounce. You're not obligated to. Heck, because of one of my heroes and the great commissioner title work in limiting you to three dispensaries or limiting these messed up companies to three dispensaries. That's why there are places in Massachusetts now that are selling things below $200 an ounce for recreational or undocumented patients. Believe it or not, that exists. So we're going to go over the places where you can get an ounce for under $200.
So the first one on the list is INSA. So I believe they have one in East Hampton. I believe there's one, you know, I think in Central Mass. I don't know all their locations in Mass, but they are an MSO, so do be warned on that. And they have ones ranging from $480 to $300. Here's a CBD one that's $240, but that's still a ripoff. Now we're talking. This is a hybrid, $240. Gelato 45 hybrid. I think it's from the company Flower. Excuse me. And then this are Zookies Indica, $220. Look at that, $220. So no, you're not necessarily, it's not a self-deletion pack to pay $300 or $400 in this state. You do have options. So this is $220 over at INSA. All right. I'm not going to go in any real particular order on this. So, again, it's my show. I can do it whatever order I want. So let's go to the next one. So this is Temesco Wellness. Friend of the show has used them before, and I believe he was even sponsored by them for a bit. I can testify that their quality is pretty decent. It's still does not hold a candle to Maine, as we all know. Or even some of the compassion, even some of the centers over in Rhode Island doesn't, not going to be as good. But if you want to save some cash and you don't want to pay $300 an ounce, this might be somewhere to consider. So these are sessions or whatever. I think these are just like loose leaf flower that you can make into joints. $60, half ounce of shake, a half ounce of flower, River Run Garden. So friend of the show. Runs River Run Gardens. I believe it's Ed D'Souza and his son, I believe. River Run Gardens, again, friend of the show. They know of us. So let's just say that. So this is Road Tripper, PCI Puro or whatever it's called, $120 for a half ounce. Yeah, I mean, I would go in on some River Run at some point. Maybe when money's a bit better. But yeah, I gotta support my friends of the show here. Okay, another River Run's cultivar, Tropical Run, so $120, half ounce. Again, I'm not on his payroll. I just like to support friends of the show doing similar missions. All right, so half an ounce, $120. Half an ounce, $120 Runts. I mean, you get to support some cool people and some great people that love the plant and love its users. So River Run, good folks. All right. So this is the next place, Brockton Greenheart. I'm not going to go in depth here, but I've heard people frequently say that you can get a lot of good deals here. So definitely be on the lookout for some of their deals at this place. Just a little bit of it here. I don't know if this, I don't think the site lets you, okay. So it says, so over here, this is Greenheart over in Brockton, so in the South Shore. Buy any 4/8, 3/5 for $80. So 80 times 4 is about, that's like what, 3,200 or something, like 320. Let me get the calc. Yes, I needed to go to office hours to pass business calculus in college, so I'm not no mathematician. Just be warned. All right. I believe that is three. Yeah, exactly. $320. Okay. So not the best deal at the moment, but they are known for having good deals on a cape. Now we're going to go Nexi. So next one is Berkshire Roots Boston Adult Use. So now we're going to filter by ounce. Okay, right now they don't have much of a deal, but this is $339 per ounce right now. And we can even look at a half ounces and see if there's anything deep. All right, no, they're not giving the best deals at the moment, but definitely be on the lookout in the future for deals at Berkshire Roots. Next one on the list, Reinstate. This is another one people have said offer $200 ounces. So $35 for some shake. I'm going to see if I can filter. They try so hard to hide that they have ounceable. It's really weird in this. So bizarre. again, I think it's because our the powers that be in the state are still butthurt that we made weed legal. So we have to make finding an ounce like doing open heart surgery or doing air traffic control. We don't want you having too much fun, don't you know? I have to go through all these filters to find out where the ounce doinculus. I'm not gonna spend all day doing it. Do know that you can get deals. So tier prices will be reflected in store, not always on online totals. Again, I think that's why, because we have a rule in Massachusetts where adult use stores can't openly advertise their sales that much. Like it's by statute by the powers that be that hate the plan in this state. So I think that's part of why you're not real. You have to search far and wide for the ounces. But I mean, I would recommend calling these folks and seeing if they can offer you an ounce for that under 250 price range. I'm sure they do, because I've heard good things about these. But yeah, I'm not gonna spend all day trying to go over the river and through the woods to find the ounces, because powers that be don't want us. Again, they're so butthurt that we made it legal, so they try to hide as much information from us as possible. All right. Next one, this is Mayflower, the Meta Haze Little. So that's some CBD. It's half and half. Again, you can just buy CBD flower off the web for 30 an ounce and just mix it with the THC you already have. Don't fall for the finesse game, folks. All right. So they don't have ounces here, but your half ounces are $99. Couple $99 ones, couple $99, and these are not shake. These are popcorn nugs, and then this one, top shelf littles, white knuckles, 14 grams, 120. Look at that. Again, I mean, the only like friend of the show, cannabis helps dementia has said, and CBD for seniors. Again, those are their projects right now. Like my mentors have said, there are still benefits and perks to having a medical marijuana card. Most importantly, being able to consume anywhere tobacco can be used in a lot of states, not all, but in many, you know, and having job protections depending on your state. And again, I mean, if you have some in your system, you know, outside of Pennsylvania, and again, I'm not a lawyer. Every state's different. Don't taking legal advice from my butt is a profoundly stupid idea. But again, if you get stopped by cops and they're like, oh, we're going to do a sobriety test, or we're going to make you exchange your liquids to see if you're impaired. If you have your card, they can't prove as a flat fact that you were impaired, because again, it accumulates in your fat in your system. But if you're just a recreational user, allegedly, like they can't tell the difference. So there are still perks to getting a card, but I think in the environment we're in now, I'm going to have to dissuade people from doing that now at this juncture. Heck, I might have to make a separate episode on that. But okay, so this is Mayflower. So this is another place with some good prices. Verb is the herb. We're going to check this place out. I've heard that there are deals to be had here. You know, all these gosh darn pop-ups. All right, menu. One full ounces. Look at that. But I mean, the problem is you're going to have to sell your soul to Curaleaf to get the slurricane ounce for $160. That's the problem. But if you're willing to do that, it's there. And Triangle Kush 28 grams Road Tripper, $190. I don't know if these prices put in the tax, but cars in Massachusetts are starting to get redundant. Yes, I know. Oh my God, I want to be able to go to Maine. You know, I mean, I have a car and I can go to Maine, but it's like, I mean, with all that's going on with work and just things in my life, I don't always have time to make the drive to flipping Maine. And I'm sure a lot of you don't either. But yeah, I mean, I do have wheels and I can do it. And, you know, in the fall I wanted to do it, but it's just like, you know, I already have enough right now, so not needed. But yeah, this, Verb is the herb. I believe. Let me look at where they are again. East Hampton. So this is Western Massachusetts. So if you're Western Mass, this might be a place to check out. And Fire Ants. Fire Ants is another store. I don't know what part of the state they reside in. East Hampton, another Western Mass place. I gotta do like a mini vacation to East Hampton. I hear a lot of good things about that place, and I went to UMass Amherst, so you know I know the Happy Valley all too well. It's great, but Fire Ants is selling you some Triangle Kush for $84 per half ounce or 14 grams, and about $1.59 for a full ounce. I mean, again, the drawback is you're having to support corporate cannabis like Sierra Naturals, but the perk is that you don't need a car to pay less than $200 for an ounce. Here's another place, Orange Cannabis Company. I don't know where they are. Y'all are going to have to look that up, but they are selling Mai Tai crossed with Skittles cake for $250. All right, here's your next place, Good Chemistry in Lynn. I don't know how many Good Chemistries there are in Massachusetts, but they have three different strains, including LSD, which is a strain I like, that I've been given by friends and such. $205 an ounce, three different strains, folks. Next one, Good Chemistry. So look at that. Look at how you're flush with choice here at Good Chemistry in Worcester. Ingrid, Purple Mayhem. So a couple of 165 ones. Couple of ones for $205. So between $165 to $205. So you have quite a selection. So you already did that. Now we're going to Green Meadows Farm Recreational. And let's look at your quantity. Product weight. $300. So, okay, that's a little bit steep. 300, 300, 300, 300. All right. So Green Meadows Farm is not offering the goods at the moment, but definitely be on the lookout for when they have better deals. They're a place that we're recommended. And last but not least at this juncture is Commonwealth Alternative Care, CAC. I believe they're over on the South Shore. And as you can see, filtered by ounces, they have some shake. They have a 88 G13 hash plant crossed with Northern Lights. They have shake for $125, and some, I believe these are small buds for $250, $310. Dionysus, an ounce, $270. Alley Kush cake, an ounce, $125. Again, I mean, gas is very expensive now, so I don't blame people for not wanting to make the trek to Maine. All, you know, time's valuable, and people have less of it. So NF1, 1 ounce, $270. All right. And this was the source thread on Reddit. So I'll put that in the show notes. Hope this helps. I'm going to have to do that next episode, like, right after this, so... but yeah, I mean, I would, if you don't need a card, or if you believe you can get your needs met through the recreational market, given the political climate we're in, it might be smarter to do that. But not from me. I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, Castbox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can follow me on Instagram at _IamCannabisSativa. You can follow me on Twitter at ICSativaPod. And you can follow me on Getter at ICSativaPod. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out, ciao, and have a good one. And free Julian Assange. Peace.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to
https://anchor.fm/imcannabissativapodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever-expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp-based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.